Dear friends, family of light, welcome to Energy Healing Podcast. Here you will find answers to many questions about spirituality, spiritual practices, healing, healing modalities, meditation, from Tibetan Reiki to the Reiki philosophy, mantras, sacred words, sacred expression, always with a little bit of joy and fun, even if this is a very deep and profound subject. So let's start. Welcome, and let's enjoy being together. This is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. Do not forget to subscribe. Let's start. My dear friends, family of light, welcome. This is Sonia. I hope each one of you is doing well, in good health, and in joy. Recently, during classes, many students have brought up some issues that each one of them and many of us are going through lately. The energies are very powerful, very strong, and many changes are happening at the same time that we absorb these universal energies. These powerful changes are happening in our physical body. And because we are what we are physical, but we also have a spirit, mind, a soul, the energy that we are. So when these changes touch our body, when these changes are affecting us, many things are happening at the same time. It is like when you throw a stone or a pebble into a body of water that is totally calm. When the water is still and you throw a stone, I'm sure you have observed the ripple effect. And this is exactly what is happening right now. You have heard that we are expecting to move into higher vibrations. The changes that are happening for every single person, every single creature, plant of this planet. Mother Earth is changing. We are changing. So our body needs to adapt to this change. And adapting to these changes is not easy. It is like the growing pains. If you remember when you were younger, maybe you still are much younger than I am, growing up, you probably remember when you were a teenager, growing up, there was a lot of pain. Pains not only to our body, but also to our minds, to our hearts. It was so difficult to adapt to this body growing up and to our feeling changing. So we're going through exactly the same. We are growing up. We are changing once again. And if you're like me, not that young any longer, the pain, it doesn't matter, it's still there. And right now it's aggravated by the situation, by the things we're going through in our world. So these growing pains are very real. They're true. Each one of us is going through these pains. So you will ask me what we do now. What is the solution? Unfortunately, I do not have a magic wand. I cannot give you a magic potion or a magic spell to change this. The only thing that I may suggest is to use the tools that maybe you have learned. If you're doing meditation, if you're doing any kind of a healing practice, or maybe Qigong, Tai Chi, yoga, keep up with your practice. If you are not doing any of this, maybe it is time that you start with meditation. And if you think meditation, sitting down for 20, 30 minutes in silence is not for you, try to walk in nature. Go to the park, go to a place in nature near where you live and walk. Walk paying attention at what you see around you, not of the noise of the city or talking just for the mere fact of being talking to someone. Just walk observing nature. This is a very powerful way of meditating. A walking meditation in nature has enormous effect in our body, in our mind, in our spirit. And try to see the beauty in things around you. Try to be like a child, the child maybe you were years ago. Find joy in the little things around you. Just to watch a butterfly or to look at a flower and finding the joy just to be there, to have the opportunity, the gift to be there and observe. This has a powerful healing in our body, in our mind. So maybe at this point, what is the solution? The solution is to be more aware of nature, more aware of the feelings of joy, just to be there. If you cannot do that for whatever reason, just the feeling of love and gratitude to be here in this beautiful earth should be a good start. Being able to be grateful and loving what you have, it's a healing of immense power. Feeling grateful for the little things that we have. Feeling grateful for the person that just passed by and smiled at you for no reason. The little things in our lives that make a difference to our soul. So this growing pain of ascension, if you will, could be mitigated just feeling love, gratitude for what we have. So as you see, this is not a magic pill, this is not a magic potion. This is us, this is you working to better yourself, to better the feelings you have at this moment, maybe of resentment or pain or feeling lonely. We are never lonely. Maybe you have the feeling of being lonely, but you are never alone. It's very powerful to think that you are never alone. Sometimes we have this feeling to be alone in this world of confusion and busyness and thinking that everybody is looking toward material things makes us feel lonely, abandoned. But you are not. You are never alone. Think that you are one part of an immense body of love and healing. Each one of us is part of this body, this human body. Think of humanity as one body only, and you are a vital part of this human body. We are the human race. We are on this earth together. So you are never alone. There is always the body of humanity with you. You are never alone. We are all together trying to advance, trying to better ourselves. So let's start from us. If you start from you and you say, I am the one making a change, I am. You are the change. You are the loving change. You are a beautiful, essential part of this human body. So as you see, my friends, even if it is very difficult, we must do something. We must do little things at a time. Smile to a stranger passing by. Being grateful to observe a butterfly. Feeling the joy of being alive in this beautiful earth. So my message today is, do the best you can to feel the love for nature, to feel the love for yourself, the compassion for yourself. Forgive any resentment that you may have. These feelings are hurting you. So try to find joy in the little things. This is a message of hope. This is a message of love, of understanding, of compassion. We are in this together. So as you see these growing pains, the pains of ascension, if somebody is calling them, it's a common ground for each one of us. So remember, the same way that we went through the growing pains when we were changing from children to teenagers have passed. So this too will pass. This too will pass and we'll find a better world on the other side, a better humanity on the other side. Our contribution to this evolving pain, it is to bring joy, it is to bring compassion, forgiveness, love to one another. It has been a joy for me to be here with you. So until we meet again, this is Sonia. Be well. Bye. I hope you have enjoyed the show. This is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. If you have suggestions or are you requesting topics to be discussed, please contact me through my webpage, energyhealingarts.com. Do not forget to subscribe. Thank you.